Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, founder of the Sports History Network and also known around these parts as the Football History Dude. Now, before we get into this episode, I just want to give you a huge thank you for all of the support that you've given the Sports History Network over the years. And as we close out this year, I just want to wish you happy holidays. And you're going to hear from other members of the network here at the end of this episode, so stay tuned. And speaking of these other members, well, let's jump right into another episode presented by the Sports History Network.
We have a great podcast in store for you today for this Gridiron Day of February 2nd, because we're going to talk about names like Halas and Lombardi and Thorpe. And we're going to talk about Super Bowls 48 and 54, as well as some great Pro Bowl games that took place, all coming up in just a moment.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Aaron Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the Pig Pen in northwestern Pennsylvania. And today in Pennsylvania, we have some big things going on. Not only do we have a woodchuck that's going to come out, we're going to see if he sees a shadow or not around the world to see what's going to go on with the weather, but we have some great information of the gridiron coming right here from the Pig Pen for you, and we're going to talk about it for the date of February 2nd. But before we get to that, we want to remind you that coming up, we had him on yesterday, Craig Woodard Sr. is talking about his Superfest that's taking place this Saturday, February 6th, day before the Super Bowl, where he's going to interview some great NFL talent, former players, talking about some football and some football history. So make sure you catch that on 21 Strong. Is his call handle there. We have it in our show notes from yesterday. Also, we have our contest going on, which is a search for yardage contest. The official rules are in the notes. You can go to pigskindispatch.com and go to the win a prize tab at the top of it, and you'll see how to play that game with using our search box. I think you'll have a great time doing that. You can win a nice prize, so make sure you do that and check out all that the Sports History Network has to offer as far as content. Now let's get to your football history headlines for February 2nd. And the first one takes place in 1913. The New York Giants baseball club signed Jim Thorpe. If you don't remember it, it was right after his Olympic gold medals were earned in the 1912 games were stripped from him due to be playing a little bit of on the diamond in 1910 for some minor league teams. Thorpe was a great athlete, but his dabbling in Major League Baseball for the six of the next 8 years were not his top moments in athletic history. He resumed football in 1920 when playing for the fledgling NFL under the guise of the APFA, as they hired Thorpe to be their marquee player and also serve as their president to give some league some credibility per the History.com website. February 2nd, 1959, Vince Lombardi signed a five-year contract to coach the Green Bay Packers. What he did in the next decade with that franchise may never be repeated again in the NFL. Per the PFR, Lombardi led the Pack to three NFL championships and two Super Bowl victories, and that's a pretty good item to have on your coaching legacy, I'd say. Now let's get into some Pro Bowl games. February 2nd, 1986, Aloha Stadium in Honolulu. At the NFL Pro Bowl game for the 1985 season, the NFC beat the AFC 28-24. The MVP of this game was the Giants quarterback Phil Sims. February 2nd, 1992, also at Aloha Stadium in Honolulu, the NFC outlasted their AFC counterparts 21-15 at the NFL Pro Bowl. Michael Irvin, the Dallas Cowboys wide receiver, earned the MVP of the game. It's pretty amazing, both our MVPs that we just talked about, they're both football commentators now before the games and after the games. February 2nd, 1997, another game in Honolulu, quarterback Mark Brunell of the Jacksonville Jaguars won the game MVP honor as he helped the AFC teammates overcome the NFC in an exciting overtime 26-23 victory at the NFL Pro Bowl for the 1996 season. And finally, another one in Honolulu for the 2003 on February 2nd. It was the 2002 season's NFL Pro Bowl. The AFC dominated the NFC in this game with a final score of 45-23. The contest MVP was Dolphins running back Ricky Williams. Now let's talk about a Super Bowl. February 2nd, 2014 at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Super Bowl 48 was a fairly one-sided affair as the Seattle Seahawks knocked around the Denver Broncos 43-8. The famed Legion of Doom defense of the Seahawks made life miserable for veteran quarterback Peyton Manning as they picked off two of his passes and harassed and hurried the legendary thrower all game. The game started off with a bad snap by the Broncos, which led to 36 unanswered points until Denver finally got on the board with a Manning pass to Demaryius Thomas touchdown strike of 14 yards on the last play of the third quarter. Seattle linebacker Malcolm Smith took home the game's MVP trophy per the PFR. February 2nd, 2020, Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. Super Bowl 54 saw a team had not been in the big game in half a century. The Kansas City Chiefs were down in every playoff game leading up to the Super Bowl by double digits, and the big game was no different. The San Francisco 49ers held a 20-10 lead with over 6 minutes to play in the game, only to watch it evaporate with Mahomes orchestrating 21 unanswered points in less than 6 minutes. The Kansas City Chiefs captured the NFL title with a victory over the San Francisco 49ers, 31-20. The young gun, Patrick Mahomes, quarterback for the Chiefs, grabbed the MVP honors and gave Kansas City its first championship victory in over 50 years. Mahomes threw two picks, but also had a couple of touchdown tosses as he passed for 286 yards, and he ran in another score with his legs per the ProFootballReference.com website. As we take a quick break from the headlines, let me remind you that you can also learn more about gridiron history on our website, PigskinDispatch.com. And you can contact me, Darren Hayes, at PigskinDispatch@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Speaking of hearing from someone, here is one of my podcasting partners from the SportsHistoryNetwork.com that has a message for you.
This is Jeremy McFarland from the Footballist Family Podcast. And I'm going to encourage you, if you get a chance, to come over to the Footballist Family Podcast, where we look at what makes football special and family to each person. We talk about each team and we talk about the stories behind why fans love those teams. I encourage you to come and join us in our discussion. Thank you.
Oh, yes, that Football is Family podcast is a very good podcast. J-Mac does a great job with his guests and interviewing them in his own style. Very entertaining. You'll get a couple laughs out of there. I had the pleasure of being on the podcast, being interviewed by J-Mac for the Steelers episode back a couple months ago, and we had a great time. And hopefully he doesn't mind me calling him J-Mac, Jeremy McFarland. I'm sorry, but I'm shorting the name. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's get back to our football birthdays for this February 2nd of Hall of Famers. And the first one takes place February 2nd, 1895. And where would we be in pro football without the great contributions of George Halas, who was born on this day? Maybe a better question would be if we would have pro football without Mr. Halas. Halas was a very good player in college. He caught a touchdown pass from Patty Driscoll as the Great Lakes Naval Station team cruised to a 17-0 Rose Bowl victory over the Mare Island Marine Squad. Halas went in to help organize and coach the Decatur Staleys and was eventually handed ownership of the franchise by Mr. Staley himself, and then soon moved the team to the Windy City and rebranded them as the Chicago Bears. In 1920, Papa Bear met with other professional teams across the Midwest to organize the APFA, the early name for the NFL, in Ralph Hayes' Hupmobile Showroom over a bucket of beer. Halas also coached the Bears squad for 40 seasons, stepping away a couple times, once to serve in World War II. George Halas, according to his bio on the Pro Football Hall of Fame website, finished with 318 regular season wins and 324 total victories, which were both long-standing NFL records until Don Shula surpassed them in 1993. His Chicago Bears teams won 6 NFL titles, the first coming in 1921 after the Staleys moved to Chicago. The Pro Football Hall of Fame recognized George Halas when they enshrined him in the inaugural induction ceremony of 1963. February 2nd, 1952, Bemidji, Minnesota. The awesome University of Notre Dame tight end Dave Casper was born. The NFF has an excellent bio on Dave Casper, in which they state that he earned All-America honors on the field and in the classroom. Casper led the Fighting Irish to a national championship while earning a consensus All-American honors. Casper caught 3 passes for 75 yards in number 5 Notre Dame's 24-23 win over number 1 Alabama in the 1973 Sugar Bowl. The National Football Foundation voters selected Dave Casper for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2012. As we learned a few days ago in the football history headlines, Casper was picked in the second round of the 1974 NFL draft by the Oakland Raiders. He played 10 seasons with the Silver and Black and one with the Vikings, and was named as an All-Pro in four consecutive years, according to the ProFootballHOF.com website, garnering the honor five times overall in his brilliant career. Casper was part of the NFL history as he scored on the infamous Holy Roller play that led the Raiders to victory over the San Diego Chargers. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Dave Casper into their Museum of Legends in the year 2002. We are so appreciative to you, our audience, who has joined us here for the football history headlines from all around the world. And we really want to thank you for that and making our popularity grow day by day. It's amazing to see the growth. And we want to make sure you know of a couple things. First of all, February 6th, this Saturday, 9 a.m., you can go to hashtag 21 Strong Forever. That's the Facebook page of Craig Woodard Sr. And you can see his great interviews he's going to be doing for Superfest and some of the other things that the Matthew Project will be doing for Superfest. We have some links for you on pigskindispatch.com. And also, we want to make sure you're playing that game, the Search for Yardage game, on pigskindispatch.com. Again, the rules are on pigskindispatch.com under the Win a Prize tab up near the top. Pull it down, read the rules. Basically, you're using that search box up there and seeing the power of all the great content we have on the Sports History Network, and win some prizes. Look for those little yellow triangles after you do your search. Enter your email in, and you'll see at the yellow banner down the bottom will tell you how much yardage you're gaining. You can also check out the leaderboard from there, see how you're doing against some of the other people around the world that are playing this game. It's a big week for football, and we wanted to help you celebrate that. And use our great search function to show you our content. So make sure you check out this podcast. You can hit the subscribe button so you can come back tomorrow and join us as soon as it's released, and every day, because we're here daily. We are your daily football history podcast. And you can also find us on pigskindispatch.com, like we talked about. You can email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com and get on our mailing list, and we'll send our blog releases and our podcast releases to you every day and any other news that's going on. As well as you can find us on a sportshistorynetwork.com, where this podcast, and I think we're up to like 15 or 16 other podcasters that are talking about sports history. You heard from Jeremy McFarland just a little bit ago, but we have some great ones, not only in football, but we're in the basketball realm, weightlifting, and we have some podcasts that touch on a little bit of everything, talk about the greats of the game. You will really enjoy the sportshistorynetwork.com. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Mark Mortier from Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. I just wanted to thank everyone who has listened to my podcasts and read my articles during the year of 2023. I wish you all a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, or whatever holiday you may be celebrating, and for a joyful new year. Thank you once again.
This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, a part of the Sports History Network. We here at Sports History Network want to wish everyone a wonderful holiday season and extend our gratitude for your support of the Sports History Network. Happy holidays to all.
Hi, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcast. I want to thank you for supporting the Sports History Network and all of us podcasters here, along with our podcasts and our other works, such as our websites and books, especially my podcast, the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Jersey Dispatch podcast, and the Orville Mulligan Sports Writer podcast that I helped co-create and produce with Oz Davis. Also, thanks a lot for supporting my book, The World's Greatest Pro Gridiron Team, the 1903 Franklin All-Stars. And remember the reason for the season coming up here at the holidays, and spend time with your family and friends and enjoy each other. Have a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.